Well, yesterday you had to be on the lookout for a bear sighting, and here we are, day two of unusual sightings on the morning commute. Sherry, you got one?
I'm calling because there's kind of a little traffic disruption on Ring Road just past Winnipeg Street Bridge going west. Somebody dropped a deep freeze off the back of their vehicle, and it's sitting in the middle of the Ring Road, and people and semis are swerving to avoid it. Somebody's going to hit it if they're not paying attention.
No kidding.
I almost hit it, so be careful. City Regina, get out there, get it off the street.
I'm curious if anyone has done so yet. Thank you, Sherry, for that. I appreciate that update on Ring Road. And I want to move to football for a few moments in the CFL. If you're aware of BC Lions owner Amar Domini likes to do it up big for his fans, he's used social media to share this for today.
Big announcement coming, 9:30 in the morning. Just like last year, I believe we're going to be selling out the building. I got through just about 54,000 last year for 50 Cent and the big home opener and the Lions victory. Let's do the same this year. Let's sell it out, make it loud for the boys. You are going to love the entertainment. Trust me, I don't think I've let you down yet. I will not do that, and the team will not let you down with what we've got going on. New coach, we've got a whole new regime. We got Nathan back as quarterback. It's going to be just super exciting.
It's pretty cool. Last year, 50 Cent. And then, of course, wasn't One Republic the opening year, too? And it's just great hype, I think. Joining me now is CJME Green Zone writer, reporter Britton Gray. That's pretty cool they do that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Amar Domini's done a great job out there in BC. He gets people pumped up about BC Lions football and gets people to get out to games, which is what really the CFL needs, to have owners here who are willing to do that, who are willing to kind of go that extra step to ensure that fans are getting through the gates.
Well, you're in Saskatoon covering Rider training camp, and how'd it look yesterday? Were there any major injuries? Is it going smoothly?
No major injuries. A couple of rookies, Eric Anderson and Seth Hundeby, didn't participate. But as Corey May said, it's just some nicks and bruises. They had rookie camp as well, so it's not like they just started playing football. They've been at for a little bit here. And it's going well. I like the energy that they brought yesterday. Want to see a little bit more, but that'll kind of happen as camp continues on. That kind of trends upwards, but the guys were a little bit more vocal yesterday, which I think is a good thing. Kind of, you know, build up that friendly competition between them.
Yeah, chirping a little at one another. You see any big plays?
Yeah, a couple of them. One was Braden Mazzeri catching a pass from Jake Mayer. He went up high to bring down that pass, and so that was a good play on the offensive side. Then on the defensive side, Marcus Sales had to jump up pretty high in order to grab a Trevor Harris pass and come down with that interception. So a couple of guys going up, making some big plays, and we'll see what happens today, because today's, if you're in Saskatoon, today's going to be one of the best days to head down to training camp, because it's the first day they're tossing on the pad.
Oh, yeah, that always intensifies everything. I heard one of the top prospects made his first appearance, too, at camp yesterday, right?
Yeah, Ollie Saad officially signed with the Riders. He was the team's first-round draft pick in this year's CFL draft. He did have a rookie minicamp workout with the San Francisco 49ers. Nothing came of that. So he signed with the Riders. He was there yesterday and just trying to play a little catch-up, right? Try to get to the playbook, just get going here, and we'll see how he kind of evolves throughout camp here now that he's here.
See, Jamie Ryder, reporter Britton Gray, of course. Just take me, refresh my memory here a little more on this. So how does camp unfold here? We put the pads on for the first time today. What are we building up to here?
So we're building up to the green and white game, which will take place on Saturday. That's the first kind of game action, I guess. It's going to be about 70-80% of what you're going to see. And then kind of from there, it starts to build up more into the preseason games, getting on that away game, trying to start to build those the routines that these players are going to have to deal with throughout the year. So that's why they have the away game on the 24th, and then they will come back to Regina to start preparing for that home preseason game. So after the green and white game, that's when it's more about getting these guys into the routines. Those guys can still go out and win some jobs there as well.
CJME, Green Zone writer, reporter Britton Gray from training camp. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Okay, well, I promised a little clarification from Environment Canada on the possibility of some snow this May long weekend. Yeah, looks about 5 degrees and snow flurries on Saturday. Here's what Eric Dykes from Environment Canada told us this morning.
There's some colder air that's around the area, of course. And so on the backside of the system, there is the possibility of seeing a bit of snow. One of the models that I do like to look at for the longer range, and we're talking about snow for the weekend there, isn't indicating snow per se for Regina. It's actually got it more into Manitoba. So I'm going to remain hopeful that the model that's being used to by the long range here at ECCC is a little bit off, and that there won't be any snow, hopefully.
Let's hope. It does skirt around this year, but seems like getting a campsite for opening weekend of camping might be a little easier with cooler temperatures, even when we do rebound. Right now, they're forecasting highs, in that 12 to 13 degree range once we get past the possibility of snow and cooler weather Friday, Saturday. So hang in there. It is only Tuesday. It could change. This morning, it began. If you missed it and you are just finding out now, yes, the City Summer Leisure Guide launched at 7 o'clock this morning. Get on there. Amy Kent of the city manager of community and recreation programs said there's lots of new offerings still to choose.
We've got lots of new classes this summer. One of them being dodgeball for kids ages 5 to 12. We've got an adapted sports jam class, which is a different sport each week for adults to try at the field house. We've got woodworks for teens where they can learn wood shop safety. And make their own wall shelf at the Neil Boswell Arts Center. And we've got adapted bocce ball as well. So those are just a few of the new offerings we've got, but we've got over 1,000 registered programs going on this summer.
And I know, Amy, too, the swimming programs are always popular. Is outdoor swimming back?
Yes, we do. We'll be running swimming lessons at Wascana Pool, Massey, and Regis this summer.
And this started registration at 7. It's still underway. If it's already too late and some of them have already filled up, any suggestions about checking back?
Yeah, you can. If a course does fill up, you can go on a wait list and we'll give you a call if a spot fills up. And there's also lots of drop-in classes as well. So there are classes that we offer throughout the summer that you can drop in, and that's all available online as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy. And of course, it's open right now. To see if you can get some swimming lessons. That's usually the first one you want to start at there. This morning, if you are wondering what's coming out of your tap water there here in Regina, and might it be a little brownish or yellowish, it is safe to drink. They're still working on the Buffalo Pond Water Treatment Plant. It's ongoing work, and now and then there is a slight discoloration to the water. I noticed that last week, actually. But so far, from the city, they suggest that, yes, it is totally safe to be drinking, and it's going to happen occasionally, every so often. As who is this singing? Do you know your country music? If you know the answer and it's correct, text me. Who's singing? At 1-877-300-7275. Yeah, she's on the list of Country Thunder. Because everyone wants these. I'm going to count to the 25th text. And if I get to that 25th text and it's correct, well, then you would win the country passes to Country Thunder. Okay, good luck to you. First and last name and the right answer. If you're the 25th text, we'll be direct messaging you to let you know if you're the winner, okay? Hey, last night, the Oilers... Wow, what a playoff run they are on. The first period was one of the most intense periods I think we've seen in playoff hockey so far this year. Momentum back and forth, the hits, the fights. First, the Oilers score, and then they get a second one from Henrique, and Kane bowls over goaltender Aiden Hill in celebration, and the fight is on.
From behind that to Kane. Score! Henrique again, and Hill wants a piece of Evander Kane. This ready to play. Brief celebration and more rough stuff. He'll just throw a shot at Kyman. Kolasar wants to go with Nurse. Nurse looks like he's ready to go.
My phone was blowing up last night from all my friends. Can you believe this? What's happening? It was an exciting opening period. And the rest of the game, the Oilers just took over defensively and pressed the other way, too. The Knights now down 4-1. Oilers did win 3-0. And, Henrique with 2 goals, Kane the other. It's depth scoring. That's what's keeping the Oilers going here right now. And Stuart Skinner, who has now played two in a row, got the shutout last night. And, yeah, Pickard was hurt, and he's the first guy to greet Skinner after the game, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an amazing ride with him for the last 2 years. Everything that we've gone through, too, just makes you closer, especially as a tandem, especially him and I, just in general, being in the position that we're in. It takes a lot of character to, you know, show each other support, even though that maybe the other guy's not in the greatest situation. And, you know, seeing that just, you know, shows everyone his character, how much he actually cares about me. You know, it's not fake. And same the other way around. There's no facade there. It's just two guys battling for each other and always supporting each other.
Oilers could end it in Vegas tomorrow night. In the only other game, the Hurricanes hosting the Caps, and it was not pretty for Washington.
Here comes Svechnikov. He scores! Into the empty net. 5-2, Carolina.
Yeah, they're up 3-1 on the Caps now and can end it Thursday night. Remember, tonight the Jets are in Dallas. It's on at 6 o'clock our time, and they need a win to even up their series. They're down 2-1, and the Leafs and Panthers get an extra night off. That is not on tonight. That series will resume tomorrow night, 5 o'clock in Toronto.
Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion.
Little rain last night, a lot more coming maybe to buy tomorrow night. Spring seeding is well underway. Over 20% of the crop has been planted, according to the last crop report. No surprise, the Southwest is ahead of everyone else with almost 45% seeded. They started weeks and weeks ago. It's been so dry there, too. Where I'm headed next, though, is southeastern Saskatchewan, where it's at about 15% in. And there is Lee Stanley, my buddy, in Gainsborough area, southeastern Saskatchewan, pretty close to the Manitoba border. Good morning. Welcome back, Lee.
Good morning, Greg. Good to talk to you.
Nice to have you back here, my friend. Did it get a little hot there yesterday? It was heating up across the southeast, wasn't it?
It's been a little hot for the last few days here, yeah. It's not good when your air conditioning fans quit in the cab.
Come on. What happened there? Didn't you check that before the season started, man?
Well, they were replaced 5 days short of 1 year, so I got them under warranty.
Oh, good for you. What do you have in the ground so far, buddy, and how's it going?
I've got the wheat notes in, and we're switched to canola now, so that's what we're going to finish up with.
Okay, and you might get in the fields today. It looks like a good steady rain coming tomorrow and the next couple of days for you there. Did you pivot at all going into this growing season, Lee, as China hit us with these canola tariffs?
I did a little bit. Basically, we can't change our acres all that much, but I did pivot a bit away from oats to a little more wheat. And when the first round of tariffs hit, most of our oats go down to the States, and there was just no market for them, and they weren't buying them at any price. So I'm growing a little bit less of that this year, but I did grow some.
So I imagine when you guys all get together for a morning coffee whenever you can, if you're not in the fields, there's a growing sense of frustration, or how's everyone in the community feeling when it comes to the farm?
I guess if we weren't optimistic, we wouldn't be doing it, but it's would sure be nice to see some price improvements, that's for sure.
I bet. And as far as this rain, you would probably welcome it. Tell me what it's been like the last few weeks, and now with this sense of rain, how are you feeling?
I don't know if the Weather Network app has like schizophrenia or what, but the last couple of days for us in this corner, in 48 hours, it's gone from calling for 50 millimeters to 10 millimeters to 100 millimeters today for the next few days.
It's kind of all over the map. We might even get some snow flurries. You too, I think, even by Saturday. It's possible. They always say that. It's possible. But your general sense is right now, a moisture count. How do you look at it?
We could definitely use the rain. I don't think anyone would turn down an inch of rain or 2 inches if it came nice and slow over the 3-4 day period. We really never really need that 4-inch dump at once, but I guess we'll take what moisture we can get.
Okay, well, I'm glad you checked in with me here this morning. Sorry to hear about your AC going a little wonky there, but a way to cash in on the warranty and get it fixed. And I wish you nothing but a good growing season, my friend, and hopefully larger things are to come this year. You feeling optimistic?
I guess we never really been accused of being all that smart, so I guess we're just going to keep plugging away and see what happens.
Well, I think you're pretty smart, SMRT. I'm telling you right now, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. I was going to say, when you're sitting in that cab and you look over and your phone shut down due to it's too hot in there, I'm thinking if it's not good for an iPhone, it's probably not good for humans.
No kidding, man. That must have been Vegas hot in there. All right, Lee, thanks for the update.
All right, you take care.
Lee Stanley in Gainsborough, Saskatchewan. Okay, before we break, I promised Craven Country Thunder passes worth about $650. These are weekend passes. I got another pair, and the 25th text did have the correct answer. Did you know who was singing this one? I asked you. If you said Sarah Evans, you were right. She's coming to Country Thunder with Jason Aldean, Bailey Zimmerman, and Def Leppard closing out Sunday night. Jen Shoup. Jen, I hope I got your last name right. Shoup, S-H-U-P-E. You said Sarah Evans. You were the 25th texter. You're going absolutely free. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy Country Thunder.